Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
99.9 KISW. We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I got a little drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
Man, this is your fault.
Yeah, we celebrate National Take a Cruise Day on a Bad Choice Friday with Christopher Cross. That's it. Christopher Cross and Ride Like the Wind taking on Boz Scaggs. We go yacht rocking on a Take a Cruise Day. Christopher Cross or Boz Scaggs. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live and get to voting. One of those two tunes coming up.
Yes, right indeed.
Mike, I'm telling you. This Dewey Beach place, they play that song so much. Like, I never heard it. And they're like, is that the Dewey Beach song? People are like, it's a real song. I'm like, all right, you guys all know the words.
You did not realize it was an actual
song. You just thought song. The song was popular at one bar.
Like, well, it's every bar you go into.
That crowd,
right? Because there's tons of people that just live every weekend there. And like if it came on at a Christmas party, I'd be like, oh, it's a song from the beach, huh?
I'm not kidding. But the last time I was there, Dewey Beach, right? My wife's family goes there pretty much every summer. Last time I was there, 4 years ago, maybe. Whatever the case. It's your average Maryland cover band playing out there. What that means is they're all wearing Hawaiian shirts and shorts, right?
Correct.
And that is the
it's
Maryland
Topsiders.
Period. And they played this song.
That's what I'm
saying. And I mean, everybody's singing. This is Drunk Old Ladies and... either you're a drunk old lady or like a 21-year-old dude. And they're grinding the chicks and they're singing Lido. And I'm like, this is unbelievable.
You're hitting on your mom's friends.
Yeah.
Our question, no names. What is the dumbest thing that you've seen someone do at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Scooter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
All right, so I will regale you with all kinds of disgusting stories. I work in corporate America, and it's a pretty big office. I mean, there's several hundred of us. And we have a lot of contract workers, too. So, you know, we have a bunch of folks from the Middle East that work there. And this may just be cultural differences, but I find these things to be just quite off-putting. So I have seen people in the stall with a full plate of food on the floor between their feet, with their pants kicked off and their shoes like children. It's absolutely crazy.
Wait a minute. You got co-workers to take off their pants and their shoes while they have a plate of food on the floor when they poop.
Yeah.
That is something.
That is weird. Maybe they just like to eat pantsless.
Okay, which is, oddly, that's less weird to me than taking it into the stall. Have you noticed, though, because we do this at work, right? So someone's in there and they're dropping a heater. you recognize their shoes. Like, you know who the coworker is. How many times have you seen that their shoes and pants are off or they're eating in the stall and thought, that's Gary?
You know, the problem is there's so many people I work with, and, you know, it's corporate America, so everybody's wearing dress shoes.
Oh, right, right.
I cannot say that I have never taken maybe a picture of said shoes, so I might be able to track that person down and not shake their hand.
We have a little ledge right beside the entrance to the men's and women's bathrooms. And the reason that it's there is if you want to leave your coffee or drink, whatever, out of the bathroom when you go in, you have a, and half the time, trust me, people forget the damn thing.
I was about to say, it feels like if somebody leaves it there, then
you'll see it. But either way, it's just that, it's that basic rule of you just don't want to take any food or drink into the bathroom.
No, especially not unwrapped food sitting on the floor in front of where I'm pooping.
I mean, I might leave it on the sink, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, it bears.
But again, we've had this conversation. Like, I'm not against the shower beer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I have never I don't think I've ever eaten in my bathroom.
A shower beer is much different than, like, the poop tuna sandwich. You know, like that. It just doesn't fly.
And even this morning, right? Like, I had to walk into my bathroom to get a prescription, but I was like, I'm not taking a bottle of water in there. That's gross.
I don't mind.
Well, I had this conversation just recently. I mean, I am definitely not opposed to a toilet beer. I mean, I will drink a beer on the toilet. It really lubricates the pipe.
All right.
I mean, I would do a beer when I'm put. I can't imagine open food. You know what I mean? Like, this is so good, I'm taking it into the toilet.
Yeah, I mean, I could see taking a beer in there because ultimately, maybe a shower beer is going to happen.
Yeah,
it seems like the thing. I was telling Steve yesterday, I believe. Like, I know this is weird of me, and I know I'm. I don't know why this just bothers me, but it does. It's basically the idea. There was a woman who was walking out of the building, right?
Okay.
And she's chewing, and she's got like a handful of food, and she pushes the door open and like drops a little crumb or whatever, but she's in a hurry, and you know, she's eating, but the bus is coming, so she's like running out there to get in the bus. And I'm just not a walk eater. Like, it seems really weird to me.
It bugs me, and I don't know why.
I don't understand. You get a piece of pizza, right? I don't open the box up on the way back to the office and take a few bites and close the lid and walk and chew and walk and chew and walk. I just wait till I get back. I sit down. Then I have whatever I'm going to have. Even if I would never open a bag of nuts. You know, like walking down the street, eat some nuts. You know what I mean? I wait till I get to where I'm going. Then I eat my nuts. Is that weird?
Like, I'm with you. I don't like walking and eating, but I did it today.
What were you eating?
I mixed up that salad, and then as I was walking back to the desk, I caught myself taking a bite. I was like, you're walking.
Eating a salad.
Right. I was just hungry, and I was like, and then literally, like, I was like, I stopped and chewed because I didn't want to come around the corner and eat it because I felt like you guys were going to say something.
We probably would have.
But I mean, look, I caught myself. You're right. Like, I shouldn't have done it. In my head, I was like, you couldn't wait 2 seconds.
I just think it's a weird thing.
I think it's weird. Like, I don't even know that it matters. But, like, a lot of people, we have a Starbucks at the bottom of the building. A lot of people, they go in there and get a sandwich out of there. Fine. And I realize, you know, and look, I'm smoking a cigarette. Not the greatest look either, but I'm watching this person walk up the street just eating a sandwich. Right. I don't know why it bugs me.
For whatever reason.
It's not important, but I'm just like, why?
Dude, you know, the biggest one I saw that, because I'm with you, it is weird. I get if you're having like a handful of nuts, like, sure. Fine. But I saw a guy walking down the street eating a foot long sub from Subway.
Right.
It's just holding like, it.
I think I was out there with you.
And it just, just walking back. This was years ago.
Because I saw a guy out front doing that. And I was like, what are you doing?
I was like, what is this guy doing?
The only pass I will give, and I'm not the biggest proponent of eating fruit, but if you got a banana, you're walking down the street with an apple or something like that, for whatever reason, doesn't seem to have the worst visual quality.
Well, but I still hate it.
I don't know
why.
If you're having a snack, it is odd to see somebody just like a full sub walking up.
Right, you're eating a meal.
But also, I don't know, people got stuff to do, or maybe they're just that hungry.
Yeah.
But I'd rather see that than walk into the bathroom here and realize that one of my coworkers has like their open lunch sitting on the... Look, another guy we worked with in radio, he was not eating on the toilet. And I don't know why this bugged me, and I still so vividly remember this, but he was a big, big, big heavyset dude. And he's taking a dump, no big deal. I roll into the bathroom to pee, but he's on the phone with his sister. And the conversation he's having with his sister, they lived together at that time, was what they wanted to do for dinner. But all you hear is, and he just, even the way he talked, it's just annoying. So we just pulled the roast out of the freezer. It should defrost by the time I get home.
No, it won't.
And then I'll just heat it up, and I'm over there peeing, and I'm like, I don't know that I can even eat roast right now, man. Mm-hmm. Just hearing this guy talk about
it. I'll text on the toilet. Like, oh, I will not talk on the phone.
He was straight up talking.
I will call you right back.
And he was
I will say that. I'll answer sometimes. Just go, hey, I got to call you right back.
Right. Yeah, that's it. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm just going to say, let me call you
right back.
I think I know.
Well, it depends on the relationship I have.
God.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying. If it's like one of you guys, I'd be like, hey, I'm dropping a deuce. I'll call you right back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, I felt bad the other day. So I'm about to hop in the shower. I realize I got to poop, but the shower's already running. All right. So poop, wipe my ass. I jump in the shower. But I close the lid on the toilet because in my mind, when I close the lid, I will remember to flush it. Well, I did. So I get out of the shower. I'm drying off, man. I'm getting dressed. My wife walks into the bathroom. I'm still not tracking. Door closes. I hear her lift the lid, and then I realize I didn't flush. And then it's here.
Jesus Christ.
So I yep. yell. I'm like, sorry, babe.
My roommate Chad used to do it to me every morning.
I know.
And by the time I got there, it was 8 hours later. So these things had taken on a lot of water.
Oh, yeah.
So whatever the original size was, it's like a shrinky dick, man.
Yeah.
The reverse. The thing was just huge. Waterlogged. No names. What's the dumbest thing you've seen someone do at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Okay, so this is about 35 years ago. I'm a teenager. I'm working construction in the summertime, and I'm working with a foreman who's like in his 30s or 40s, and we're doing flooring, and we got those big framing hammers, and all we're doing is just tapping the nail. So you tap the nail once, and then you drive it in. You know, you tap once, you drive the nail all the way through the flooring. And we're doing it with a little competition. All I hear him scream, and I look over, and he's got the claws of one of those big framing hammers through his cheek.
Ooh.
Opens his mouth, and he goes, is it that bad? And the claws are touching his tongue.
Oh.
And I'm like, dude, this is not okay. He goes, what should I do? And I said, don't take it out. Hang on a second. And I'm a teenager. He's a grown man. What does he do? He takes it out just instantly. Blood's everywhere. And he just jumps in his truck, drives off. And I don't have a license at that time. I'm stuck at the work site until my dad can come pick me up. The guy drove a hammer right through his cheek.
Did he show him to work the next day, or did he need to take a couple of days off?
And he was gone for a couple of days. Yeah, I think he probably also went on a bender. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would have. What's the dumbest thing you did while on a construction site?
When I was a teenager, might have partaked in something. And we were doing roofing. And we were walking those trusses on the second story to put the roofing on.
Yeah.
And I was maybe a little bit under the influence. And that wasn't a very smart idea.
Did you fall off?
No.
So what, you're just stoned and up there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, are you panicking?
Was I panicking up there?
Yeah.
No, just kind of tripping, just like, okay, I got to make sure I hold my balance.
All right, I would not want that scenario.
No, especially not when I'm tripping.
No, hell no. Jesus. A man who works as a crocodile egg collector was attacked while working in one of the most remote areas of Australia before being whisked away by a helicopter to a hospital. The collector of the crocodile eggs, he was rushed to the hospital after being mauled by the crocodile. He was attempting to collect eggs along the Daly River in the Northern Territory when he was attacked. The croc snapped at the 29-year-old's legs, causing serious injuries. But the man, he somehow managed to free himself from the croc's jaws before he was flown away by helicopter. And he was transported in ambulance once he got closer to civilization. Police revealed the man was undergoing emergency surgery, with a spokesperson for the Northern Territory saying the man's condition was becoming more severe and described as critical. He actually remains at Sydney's Royal North Shore Hospital, where he's thought to be in serious but stable condition. The collection of eggs from crocodiles actually was legalized in 2018, but subject to strict rules.
Sure.
Those with a license can collect eggs in what has become a lucrative business. Eggs are sold for around $30 per egg, with a nest of 60 eggs fetching up to about $1,800.
Who are you selling them to?
Some of the eggs are transferred to so-called crocodile farms, where they're often raised before being killed to make luxury products like handbags for their skin.
Okay.
A number of luxury fashion brands make use of these farms, including a lot from France, who basically own those farms down there.
I can see that.
So they just kind of raise their own crocodiles. But, yeah, they say that 1,000 people are killed by crocodiles every year,
damn,
which is much higher than shark attacks, which are thought to have killed fewer than 500 people since the 1950s.
One thing about alligators and crocodiles I did not realize, I want to say probably until 6 weeks ago, is how fast they are on land. Right? Just growing up, the only thing I'd ever heard is like, hey, man, when they're not in the water, they're super slow. Like, almost sluggishly, comically slow. And then I started seeing these videos, like, they are not that. They're actually pretty goddamn fast. I could not believe how fast, which tells me I want nothing to do with them. That is not a job I would take, because let's face it, that would be the equivalent to me of bear cub collecting, except mom is still alive. And presumably mom's going to be around because those are her babies. So you know they're going to be territorial. Right. You know they're keeping an eye on it. I just, like, wait, you do what for a living now? So you go to a nest that has crocodile eggs, knowing that somewhere in your immediate proximity is mama crocodile.
Yeah.
She's not going to react kindly to seeing you do this.
I just say, those hippos I was talking about down in Colombia, there's a group of people that are out there trying to capture the babies to sell them to other people.
And how is that working out for them?
It's not a great rate.
Yeah.
A lot of them get eaten.
Yeah, look, it doesn't matter the animal for the most part. If you mess with the baby, you could walk up to a baby bunny, and I'm telling you, the mama rabbit's going to be the angriest rabbit you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
Yep. So collecting crocodile eggs, like, nah, it's all right. Hard pass on that.
I worked with this guy. I've told you a story before. He was the guy who circumcised himself while masturbating after his wife and kids went to bed. But we had a huge storm come in, and Randy was doing the I was doing the midday. Randy was doing the afternoon. So I was on from like 10 until 3, right? All right. This huge-ass thunderstorm rolls into Western Maryland. Those things come on hard and heavy. I mean, it turns to night, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the one of the things that you have to check at this point in time in radio was that the tower is working correctly. The power of your transmitter is according to standard.
And most importantly,
every couple in the tower lights, right?
Gotta make sure those tower lights are on.
Tower lights gotta be on. So every about 2 hours or so, you had to kind of go and you had to check this stuff. So at the end of my shift, I go and I check the tower lights and everything else, but the tower lights one of them is not working, and it's giving me an alert. Well, the tower was literally 100 yards away from the radio station. It was in a house, in a field. Okay. It's fairly flat at this location. I mean, it's kind of up on a plateau on a mountain, but it's a flat farming area. So Randy says, I've had this happen to me before. I know what to do. And I was like, what's that? He's like, there's a switch that you can flip because I believe the breaker had tripped.
Okay.
In the tower. So he's like, I'll go over there, man. And I'll flip that thing back on because it's tripped before. I don't think the light is out because I know for a fact they just replaced all the lights 6 months ago. Blah, 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 blah.
You know, Samuel Jackson said that in Jurassic Park. That's the last time we saw him.
So
he's going to go outside to the tower during a storm.
And he's going to flip that switch.
Right? Okay, just making sure I'm keeping up.
So Randy starts, he's got his jacket on, and Randy is a big guy.
All right.
And he's running across this field to this tower. He's got the keys, you know what I mean, to get into the gate.
Even better.
Yeah, to get into the stuff, man.
Let me take keys on this flat ass. Okay.
Yeah, let's get around the tallest thing out here.
And Randy puts the key in the outside gate. Before you even get into where the building area is, it's kind of protecting everything. Puts the key into the gate. I can see him screwing with the lock, trying to get it off, and all of a sudden, boom, lightning hits the tower, man. And Randy, I mean, it's just like, I have never seen a human being move that fast. Because I told him, I was like, dude, I was like, why don't we wait? You know what I mean? Yeah. Until this calms down a little bit. Then we'll call the engineer and find out what to do. And he's like, nope, I've been through this before. I know what the hell I'm doing. I'm
going, okay.
Boom. Randy turned around, man. He's I was dying. He's like, Randy, well, told you. Don't run out into a thunderstorm.
To
a metal tower.
Right.
I don't even know how damn tall this thing is. I mean, it's just basically a lightning rod. Does it have a lightning rod that sits on top of it? Yes. But that does not change the matter of the fact that lightning hit the damn thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, you could see the lightning come like all the way down, halfway down the tower, just like it just like lit it up. And I'm like, oh my God, Randy's dead. Then I see him running back as fast as he can. And Randy, I'm telling you, Randy was, he was a bigger guy. So when he got back to that door, it took him about 5 minutes to recover. Like he had his hands on his knees. Like, I'm like, Randy, okay? He's like, no. I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, did you get hit? Anything? He's like, no. Oh, I think I pooped myself a little, though.
Okay.
He's like, really? He's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
Damn.
Old Randy.
We all told him.
Randy. Randy for the rest of course it's a Randy.
I know.
That's Randy Mitchell, the round mound of sound is what he was called.
The round mound of sound.
Mm. Oh, God. No names. What's the dumbest thing you've seen someone at work do? 206-803-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
No names. What is the dumbest thing you've seen someone do at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Al. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Guys are hilarious. Hey, I'm calling from Victoria, British Columbia.
Also, so you're up north.
Yeah, that'd be north of you.
Yeah. That's right. We would be south of you.
Okay, but, you know, I've been listening to KISW since 1980, okay?
Okay.
And, I mean, this is... You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sorry, I've been trying to phone in. I thought you wouldn't answer because I'm, you know, Canadian.
Well, normally we hate Canadians.
Right, we typically try to avoid that.
But it's Friday,
mm-hmm.
We're trying to be decent.
And if we do ignore you accidentally, then we're sorry.
No, we're brothers anyways. But, yeah. I got a couple of good stories to tell you there.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, the stupidest thing I've seen at work. One time, I was running a fiberglass shop building Richard Hall Zodiacs, which I did build some for the U.S. Navy. Anyway, I had this guy, a bunch of guy in my shop, and all he had to do was cut this high-density foam on a bandsaw. Okay?
All right.
Are you still there?
We are here, man. We got
just
you.
Just listening.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, I got to know the guy. I worked with him for like 3 or 4 years. Anyway, he's in there. He's always, that's what his job was. So, he runs the one day, I don't know, it was like, we started at like 7:30. By 8 o'clock, I go, okay, Mike, you just got to cut this high density foam and run through the bandsaw like you do every day, and then, you know, this is what we got to do. And I walked away, and then he comes around the corner. He's like, I got a problem. And he ran the bandsaw through the middle of his left thumb to his first knuckle.
Ooh, damn. Yeah. Oh, I'm assuming it was a clean cut.
Oh, it was straight. Well, right. I'm like, okay, I got my the foreman on the floor because I was a boss. I'm like, I got to take him to the hospital, man. So, I ripped him from, by the ferries at Swords Bay off the island. Anyway, I had to take him to Victoria General. So, he goes in there and they sew his thumb back up. Yeah, he's like, okay, got to take a couple days off. So, you know, like, I don't know, Wednesday comes back to work, right? He's got this big thing on his thumb. And he's like, okay, that's his job. He's got to cut the high-density foam, right?
Okay.
What does he do? He starts it up, and he runs the saw through the same...
He runs the saw through the same finger?
2 days later, the thumb.
Oh, my God. All right. Time to get rid of that guy. That'd be my guess.
Somebody commented, just said, bro is sloshed right now.
That is our guess. That was my impression. I'm like, hey, he's had a few beverages, but I could be wrong. It might
it's Friday afternoon.
That's Friday.
In Canada, they probably talk. In Canada, they probably let you off early.
You think that's just the way it talks?
I don't. I'm just trying to look on the bright side for the guy.
I think the bright side is that he's hammered on a Friday.
And he didn't cut his thumb off.
That's I got.
Hey, look, we all know some people that have done enough booze or, like, smoked enough weed. We're like, they don't do either anymore. And you're just like, are you sure you're not high?
They're like, no, man. Yeah, oh, yeah, the people.
Residually stoned.
Yeah.
I feel like people that did a lot of acid back in the day, they seem to stay in that permanent state.
Mm-hmm.
I had an old neighbor, man, and like you talk to him, he's a very smart guy, but he just kind of brain farts mid-sentence, right? Hey, man, yesterday, man, I'm telling you, so, but he knows it, so he'll tell you straight up, man, I'm still fried from the 60s and 70s, man, we a good ass dude, but it sticks with you. And like, he's just permanently, permanently hallucinating and stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Love the guy to death.
No names. What's the dumbest thing you've seen someone do at work? 206-803-ROCK.
I do find it funny. Nowadays, we were like, the weed's so much stronger. It's like, I don't know, man. I see a lot of pictures of the 60s and 70s. Like, it's more of a science. Like, I think the weed was working.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You weren't missing anything. Y'all look like you were doing fine. Hello, Faustino. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Hola.
I started working at a very young age. I was raised out in a farm town called Roll City. And any farm boy will tell you this. You can get work as a young kid, you know, almost at the age of like 12, if you have a family member and stuff. So I knew a family member who was wanting me to go to work for construction, building forms. And I went out to work with this one guy. He was an older fellow. I told him I've never driven, so he put me in the driver's seat of this big old Chevy box truck. And we're driving to work. It was a two-way lane out in the middle of nowhere. And he's like, let's see how good you are at turning around. So he stops on the side of the road, right? Gets out, has the door open. I still have it in drive, and I put it in reverse, and I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I'm a 12-year-old kid, you know, trying to drive this big-ass box Chevy. And he's standing out on the side, right where the door is open, fully open. He's standing right in front of it. It's in reverse. I turn the wheel, and I hit the gas in full reverse, and he goes...
Once again, heads are in colors. Here are the six words you can't say on the radio. Sucker. Mother... And please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Faustino's the only F word we can use.
Yes.
My bad.
So, was he okay?
Yeah, he got up. I mean, this guy was, he was good. He was agile. He did a backflip, landed on his legs, stood up, looked at me. He's like, get out right now. Get out. Put it in park. Put it in park. I'm freaking out, dude. I thought he was dead. He laid on the ground for like a couple seconds and just flipped right over. And after that, I never drove a truck till I was like 15.
Till you're 15. Okay.
So it turns out having a 12-year-old who doesn't know how to drive, that was a bad idea on his part. Who would have thunk it?
Mm. Yeah, especially a big truck.
And then afterwards, I met him again. You know, as an adult later on, I went back with my family to go visit them out in Royal City, and I saw him, and I mentioned the story, and we were with a bunch of his colleagues, and he's like a big old, you know, he's a engineer with that company now, and he was like, shush, shush, don't tell anybody about that.
Well,
what do you do now, man?
Me, right now, I'm working for FedEx right now, but before I was doing drilling. outfit drilling. So we're out, you know, drilling supports, and I ran a company for 6 years in general construction. So
okay.
I'm just kind of trying to get into different fields out of construction and labor.
All right. Let me ask you this. In the world of farm work, this might stun you. I don't work on farms. But in the world of farm work, what is the job that you hate the most?
It depends on what kind of farm work you're doing. I mean, there's agricultural, you know, where you're getting in liners and, you know, you're going out in the field. I don't mind that work. But I think the worst farming work was working with farm animals, you know, having to put some down and or butchering them. I did that a lot. That was kind of tough, especially at a young age. You know, they taught me how to skin pigs and cattle. Yeah, I think that was probably one of the hardest things that you can do.
Did it keep you from wanting to eat bacon or, you know what I mean, a hamburger? Or did it affect you in that way?
No, not at all. I
okay. I'm glad you can shake it off.
For you, I'll tell you that.
Right, yeah, okay. That's a pretty cool skill.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm just thinking about a farm. Right? Of all the things you could do, one, I'm not a morning person, so I'm already not cut out. But for some reason, the idea of milking cows annoys me. I don't know. Even as kids, we did like a field trip. And, you know, each kid went up and gave, like, one good pull on the
other. Yeah.
And it was fascinating because, you know, yeah. But when I did it, I'm like, I never need to do that again. Like, nothing about that appealed to me.
I think it's all machines now.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
You're like a gust. But I was just like, put those little tubes up on them.
Did you milk a cow?
Yeah.
And you liked it?
I did. But, I mean, that just, it seems so, like.
It was exotic.
It was like, for me, it was exotic. It's like, holy cow.
I'm like,
a farm.
No pun intended. Holy cow. Yeah.
But you're right. We all got to walk up and like give a couple tugs. And I don't, as a little kid that only knows like the city, you're just like, all right, it's unreal.
How old were you when you first started working?
Like a real job?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just like summer job, any kind of job.
Right.
Like, you know.
I mean, I guess 16 or 17, I started working with Bernie.
Right.
But I mean, I had done like other stuff, you know, just like little things like keeping score at the baseball or like working the snack bar or whatever.
Which is a good place to start.
Yeah, but I think probably 17 that summer I started working with Bernie.
Yeah, I think it was 15 or 16.
I was 12.
12? I thought you were selling what?
I was selling Cokes at the basketball and football games.
Could you legally do that now? I mean, it's weird.
No.
It's like there's all these child labor laws.
I couldn't do it then legally. I had to lie about my age.
So what is it about child labor laws? I'm like, okay, I understand why they're in place. I'm not saying that. But like if a 12-year-old kid wants to make some extra pissant money because he wants to sell sodas at whatever game, like to me that should be okay. Because think about it like this, right? The Olsen twins. They were children.
I got a feeling.
They had to work.
Well, I haven't seen like children like walking sodas up and down the aisles.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you go to a college football game, it's sponsored, the workers are going to be kids with a few adults because it's sponsored by like a team trying to raise money for their sports organization.
Sure,
so I think there's still kids that run those concessions.
Mm-hmm. My first job, I think I was 14 years old. I was a paper boy, 25 cents a paper. Or okay. No, 12 cents a paper. But I think it's more the hours. I think that they can still work, but you can only work them so long before.
That's a good point. I did a paper route with my brother one summer when I was like 13 or 14.
So like how does the exception work like in Hollywood, right? Because again, you had the Olsen twins, they were what, 3 or 4 years old?
Right.
When they started a full house. And I mean, the one thing you hear about any set, movie, TV, you're there forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the way they have to set up shots. So like, why can kids spend 8 months on a set doing a movie, right? But if that same kid wanted to sell Cokes at the West Virginia game, they couldn't do it. That just seems so weird.
So I was right. This is child labor laws in Washington from 2023. It says levels exist to prevent the exploitation of minors for labor and ensure the education is prioritized over work. Limitations on child labor vary by age and may include restrictions on the types of work that can be done, maximum hours that may be worked, and limitations on late or overnight work.
Okay. Right. So if you're on a movie set, you're going to get schooled on the set.
True.
You're going to take some
time.
They do get that.
Yeah.
No names. What's the dumbest thing you've seen someone do at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. This one goes back. It's right out of high school. My buddy got me a job working for an asphalt company. But I was just washing trucks and helping mechanics in the shop and whatnot. And one of the mechanics You said no names, right?
Well, yeah.
Please.
Ideally.
Please.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, well, one of the there's a lead mechanic who is older guy. Don't know how he got that position, and then the mechanic right under him that did everything. Well, I'm sweeping up in the shop, not knowing what I'm doing really, and the second, you know, the guy under the lead kind of just taps me on the shoulder and he goes, "Hey, watch this," and points over at the lead mechanic. He's got, I can't remember what it was, but he's cleaning something off with brake clean so then he can torch a hole in it. So the whole ground that he's standing in is covered in brake clean, and then he fires up the torch and starts throwing sparks at the all the brake clean, and ends up catching flames all the way up to his knees. But he's got a mask on, so he can't see the flames, and he's just sitting there in these flames for a couple seconds. I'm looking at the other mechanic. He's looking at me all wide-eyed, just laughing. And finally he goes, "Hey, Flash! Think you're on fire!"
Did he figure it out?
Yeah, I mean, eventually he kind of felt the heat and freaked out and started jumping around as fast as we ever seen him move.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, fire has a tendency to do that.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I mean, that, once you realize that, hey, I'm on fire, people do move very, very quickly. There was this. Now, look, I know different professions, people play kind of different jokes on each other, depending what it is.
Right.
I know what goes on radio. Obviously, that's a funny mechanic thing, you know, mm-hmm. Let your coworker on fire. Where was the country? It was a couple of years ago. And I can't. They work in a factory of some kind, and they have one of those super massive air pump things.
Oh, and remember someone stuck it in their backside when they were bent over and killed them.
Yeah, so, like, as a joke, I guess they would stick it in each other's pants, right? And scared, because, you know, your pants kind of blow open, whatever. But they actually got this thing in the guy's anus. I don't think this was their intent, right? And they fire up this gas pump, man, or air pump. And it kept, basically, it blew all of his...
Yeah, blew him up from the inside.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean,
you can't be out there boofing.
No, you can't do. But I remember reading the headline. I'm like, this can't be right. But then they released the video of it, and I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah.
No names. What is the dumbest thing you've seen someone do at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So we were working out in the swim on a big box store, finishing the construction on it, and they had this guy cleaning the ice off of the sidewalks in front of the store with a pressure washer. Now it was 20 degrees outside, so as he went pressure washing the ice off, he was creating more ice behind him. So by the time he got to one end of the sidewalk, he'd have to turn around and go back and go the other way. He spent all day doing that over and over again.
Just going back and forth and back and forth?
Yep.
Did he ever piece
washing
together
ice off with water, making more ice? It was ridiculous.
How long? You said all day. He just kept going back and forth doing this.
All day.
Damn.
It made no sense whatsoever.
It doesn't.
I mean, it was
no.
Like,
oh, I know. Hey, look, I knew a girl. I knew a girl in high school whose dad. I can't remember what he did for a living, but he had an industrial strength pressure washer.
All right.
And she got a new car, and she decided that would be the great thing to clean the wheels with. And she started taking it to the door and just took all the paint off. All the paint off the bumpers. Like, I don't think she saw it right away, exactly the damage that she was doing. Because she soaped the car up first.
Right.
And as the suds are coming down.
Oh, my God.
Completely took the paint off the entire side of her driver's side car and the bumpers. I mean, in the bumper paint, once it starts peeling, you're screwed.
Yeah, it's done. It's done. Did you actually see her car after she'd...
Oh, yeah, she admitted. I mean, she told everybody. It was still drivable. She was upset about it. But,
sure. How bad did it look?
You would be surprised how much paint will come off a car with a power wash.
Yes, I would.
Right. She just had a brain. She just didn't think about it.
Nope.
It was a used car. She just wanted to clean it up, man.
Yeah.
Take some of the rust off and everything else. She took the power washer and blew it all up, man. No names. What's the dumbest thing you've seen someone do at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Forrest. Welcome to the men's room.
All right. So, this is something I did when I was in the Navy. I was a cook on subs. And after every 12-hour shift I had was after breakfast time, I would take the Master Chief's coffee cup and rub my sweaty testicles in it and then watch him drink his coffee.
I guess you really didn't like this guy, huh?
I hated this man.
Oh, what did he do to you?
He was just a pain in the butt. He treated me like crap for so long. He had a superiority complex because I was just a cook, so he was a torpedo man, so he thought, you know, I was like the lowest of the low.
So how many times, if you had to guess, did you rub your sweaty testicles on his coffee cup?
Every single morning for 6.5 months while on a wet pack.
All right. But you're actually doing a job. And I'm not, this is no disrespect to that position, but I can't imagine they're firing a whole lot of torpedoes all the time other than testing, right?
Yeah. Nothing I ever did. We never did that when I was out.
I'm just trying to think. Like, you know, like, I know what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
Ideally, though, I don't do that job.
Exactly. It's like being a security guard. On a good day, I had nothing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, honest to God, like if I'm a cop or a security guard, a fireman, if I'm a doctor, if I'm an ER surgeon, like a good day to me means nothing. Nothing happened.
Coming up, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.